Yeah, it seems to me that the people that played left-handed upside down like I do, the people that I grew up listening to, like Albert King and Otis Rush, had a very similar sound because they pulled down on the strings to bend. But they actually had a similar vibrato. I don't know if it's just sort of innately in playing left-handed upside down, but it just sounds a bit different. Because, you know, the Albert King licks, he would usually play with one finger and he would bend the string across the neck to get whatever sound. But then he would go bend three strings at once. I don't know how to explain this, but my favorite vibrato of any guitar player is Jimmy Vaughn's vibrato. And he actually has a true vibrato because he bends it like a violin almost. He bends it flat and sharp. Because most vibratos on the electric guitar in rock music or blues music is done by bending side to side, which is always going sharp. But Jimmy would do, you know, he would play notes where he'd be like, he would, instead of doing that, he would go. Which you have to actually really think about when you're doing it. So that sounds stupid. There you go.